To CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. A half dozen geographic sites in Colorado could get new names this morning. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
The Colorado Geographic Naming Advisory Board considers renaming mountains, lakes, streams, and other features in various parts of the state. Many of the locations have racist names. The offensive titles that could be renamed at the December meeting include a mesa and creek in Delta County, a gulch in Chaffee County, and a mountain in Jefferson County. Other possible name changes include formally renaming Weld County's Calkins Lake as Union Reservoir, which is already called locally. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The State Transportation Commission will vote today on a proposal that would shift billions of dollars toward cleaner projects like public transit, sidewalks, and bicycle lanes. The policy is meant to help the state meet its climate goals. Commissioner Lisa Hickey says it will help lead to a more balanced transportation system.
I really support the ideas in this rule because I think it'll promote economic development for Colorado, promote commerce in the long run.
Some business groups have complained that the proposal would take money away from highway expansion projects. The storm yesterday that brought powerful winds and blowing dust to much of Colorado was made worse by last summer's drought, says climatologist Russ Schumacher at CSU.
The fact that we had that warm, dry several months made this storm a lot worse because the soils are so dry, and when those strong winds came and were able to pick up a lot of soil and dust and move it along.
100-mile-per-hour winds caused nearly 600 flight delays and more than 150 cancellations at Denver International Airport. A NASA mission with Colorado-built components goes into space next week. Ball Aerospace built parts for the James Webb Space Telescope, a $10 billion project which NASA says is one of its most ambitious missions ever. There's more about the project and our conversation with the Ball Aerospace General Manager in about 15 minutes here as Morning Edition continues on CPR News.